Now let's lead off with the Uptown Underpass under discussion in Normal. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker reports there's still a long, complex road ahead before an underpass could connect Uptown and Uptown South.
Normal Public Works Director Wayne Aldrich said during a council work session, there is a December 2021 Illinois Commerce Commission deadline to provide a crossing either above or below the current grade.
One of our first responses going back to them and seeing if they'll give us more money, as well as can you extend the time frame.
In acknowledging the long history of the issue dating back to 2012, Councilmember Kathleen Lorenz said you might say the train has left the station on the question whether to build an underpass. Lorenz said she has been hesitant about the project for years, but she acknowledges the council voted in 2017 to approve phase one of the project and then to wait on other funding, such as that big federal grant recently announced. Lorenz also used another metaphor to help the community understand how far it has come on the underpass.
Like a wedding, we have walked down the aisle, we are at the altar, and we even opened our first wedding present, and it was $13 million.
Some have expressed concern about taking those federal dollars. Resident John Weaver of Normal told the council he was there to speak for the next generation.
I want a future for my grandchildren. I do not want their future mortgaged by what is done here now and the kind of spending. It is, to me, irresponsible.
Meanwhile, friends of the Constitution Trail President Patrick Dullard told the council it's just fine to take a federal grant.
We are tax creditors. We send out more tax dollars than we receive back in spending, both on a state level and a federal level. If we didn't get that money, it was going to be spent somewhere else. I don't think that's increasing my tax burden. I think that's optimizing my tax burden.
The town will have to fill the gap between state and federal grants and the $22.6 million estimated project cost. That difference is currently about $9 million. City Manager Pam Reese says the town will explore all funding options, including additional grants and capital funding. Public Works Director Wayne Aldrich says the underpass could be done in mid-2022, though multiple state and federal agencies and railroads are involved, each with their own rules and priorities. I'm Charlie Schlenker.